Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, and along with us is head coach, football coach, Matt Desimo. Of course, the CHS Coaches Show can be heard every Monday night from 6 p.m. to about 6:45 till the end of the football season, then every other week beginning in January to the end of the school year. Meanwhile, the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestra Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Catholic High School, Musson Patu, Integrity Rentals, B&L Engine Repair, Gulf Marine, Action Specialties, HMC Farms, Dr. Rosenzweig's Group, United Fire and Safety, Swing Insurance, Stepco Products, Colder CPAs, HIS Fire and Safety, and Musso's Investment Group. We're here at the studios of Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240 here at 107 West Main Street in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which is closed. Of course, you can listen to the CHS Coaches Show while streaming on the internet at www.kane1240.com or sign up to the Simple Radio app. But be sure to tap the up at the upper right to put out the X and receive the free app. You can also listen to Kane Radio on the FM dial 107.5. Also, if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240, and it will. Meanwhile, last time we met was way back in February the 26th, and I'm sure Catholic High sports teams have had a lot of events over the month, last part of February and early March, along with basketball. Of course, the boys were in the playoffs, had a bye. Then last time we met, they were playing Capital, I think, the next night on a Tuesday night over at Catholic High. Then on to Baton Rouge with a win, and then ULAB game. I realize there are other activities at Catholic High School. Baseball and softball also have kicked off, along with track up already. And I'm sure there's some other sports you can have our listeners hear about. Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, you know, our basketball team finished up since the last time we met. They beat Capital on that Tuesday, 61-55, and went on to play Universe in the quarterfinals, lost that game 54-62. But, you know, had a phenomenal year. They finished up 26-8 overall, 12-0 in district. You know, another great season for those guys. You know, they came up a little bit short of where they wanted to be, especially after making the tournament last year. But you know, that's, you know, like I said, like we said, that's a phenomenal year, had a great year, played some really good basketball all year long, battled from till the very end. Came up a little bit short against a pretty good university team who I believe ended up being the state runner-ups. I think they lost to Newman in the finals.
Lost to Newman in the finals. And, of course, we broadcast both of those games, Capital and ULAB, University High School, and Baton Rouge. And, of course, in that first game, Panthers had a little scare there for a moment as Capital played pretty good against the Panthers that night. Just seemed like Capital got every loose ball rebound through that whole game that night. Panthers were behind heading into, I believe, the fourth quarter. And with some breakdowns by Capital late in the game, Panthers went on, as you said, to win 61-55. But really tested their mettle, I thought, that night against a pretty good Capital team. And the Panthers found a way, as a few games this year, found a way to win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they were a scrappy ball club. Like you said, they were always going after balls, getting after them. They were really athletic. Those guys, they had, you know, one of their players, I think it was number five, was really good. He ended up fouling out at the end of the game, which helped us to steal the deal. We're up by a few points, but them losing him hurt. But like I said, they were scrappy. You know, they went after the ball. They did a good job getting rebounds. But, you know, our guys kept battling and found a way to win, which is you know, a great testament to them, to the season they had.
And, you know, in that game, late in the game, maybe a minute or so left, maybe two, number five, that player we were speaking of, fouled out the game and stayed on the floor, and it cost Capital two technical foul shots, too, late in that game. I don't know if you remember that or not. He fouled out the game. The scores table buzzed and held up five, you know, and he stayed in the game. That's what caused the technical fouls later on. And, of course, the Panthers went ahead and won by six. But I don't know if coaching, if he took the kid off the court. I mean, the kid didn't think he had five fouls. But turning point in the game, Catholic High got the ball back and scored again. and pushed that lead up to six, and pretty much was the end of the ball game too.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure he made some kind of comment to the officials as well, which also
yeah,
was
might
part
have
of the reason
too.
He got that technical. But yeah, you know, like we said, our guys played really well. I didn't get to go to the university game. But it sounded like our guys played hard. I think the university team, you know, made some big plays, got some good rebounds here and there, and we just couldn't find a way to close the gap enough.
Size wasn't really the difference in that game. And I tell you what, to give plaudits out and a little shout-out to Job Trosclair, who's really improved in the last couple weeks of the season, 3 weeks of the season. He had 10 points at halftime up in Baton Rouge that night, and they had a point guard. I'm trying to recall his name. He was about 6'2". It looked like he weighed about 200. He looked like a fullback or an offensive tackle in high school and stuff, a point guard. But, brother, could he shoot?
Yeah.
And he had 4 threes in that game. And Catholic High getting beat, 62-54, pretty much the difference in the game, too. And I've never seen a team, as long as I've been broadcasting Panther basketball, which is, I guess, many years, that team got after them defensively, too. And when Lewis and Mitchell, who are the two good, pretty good three-point shooters, they didn't have a three-point between them. The only three-pointers made by Catholic High that night was by Tyler Templeton, who had one in the third quarter and one in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but I thought it was late in the game because I listened to the broadcast. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, from what I heard, they were pretty good. Obviously, I wasn't there live like you, but –
oh, they got after it. I know talking with a few Catholic High alums and Coach Casey McGrew after the game, Casey even admitted that's probably one of the better defensive teams they'd played all year, and they just got after them. And they've pretty substituted pretty freely, not because of the score or anything, but just getting fresh players in the game and locking it down. I was impressed with them, and the people there were quite cordial. The administration there, I think, the athletic director and also head football coach, Andy Martin, Andrew Martin, did a good job, and a few other people to set me up and get me. I was literally in the stands with the ULAB students and adults. So I said, as long as they don't throw any drinks on me, we're going to be all right.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Anyway, but you know, the Panthers, one good thing about the Panthers basketball team, they've got just about everybody coming back, too, that played most of the minutes this year. Of course, there were six seniors I gave a shout-out to during the broadcast with that. And don't want to try to guess right now those six seniors. But just the job they did and, you know, at practice and giving their all. And so I just wanted to give them a nice shout-out, those six seniors, because, man, the two phenomenal years the Panthers have had the last 2 years.
Absolutely. I know a lot of those guys have been in the basketball program since 6th, 7th grade. You know, like you said, I think Tyler Templeton was the only starter, but, you know, a couple of those other guys did play, so he's going to, you know, we're going to lose him, which will hurt a little bit.
Jake
Lizard played some minutes.
Elliot Hike had a basket in that game,
yep.
Along with Connor Segura.
And Gerard Shank.
Yep.
So those are the six guys.
And I want to say, of that six, did five of them play football? I don't know if Sammy Stokes
just
did.
The only two that finished up playing were Gerard and Connor.
Okay.
The other four did not play.
Okay, I thought maybe Jake Lee started playing.
Not since I got there.
Okay, I thought maybe Jake Lee started playing a little football.
I do believe those guys did play their first 2 years, but on the past 2 years, none of those other four played.
Okay, but, I mean, they're just good athletes. I know Stokes was an excellent quarterman in track a couple years ago. I think he was hurt during some times, and for the team this year, along with Templeton, had a broken nose. I think he played a few games with. Of course, he sat out a couple games too. But the nucleus of this team is coming back, as I call the triplets. And of course, Mitchell, Lewis, and Green, along with Joe Trosclair, get him in the weight room, get some pounds on him and some muscle, and his hands a little bit better. And of course, behind him, Jacob Menville, another 6'6 kid. He might grow another inch or two.
You never know. He grew from last year to this year for sure.
Yeah, and so a lot of good things for the Panther team coming back with that. So
And you got Layden Mitchell and Karan Eugene, who both started playing more as the year went by.
And both excellent players too.
Karan will just be a sophomore. Layden will be a junior next year. So
yeah, and both football players too.
Yep.
If my memory serves me correctly. Remember calling their names out during the football season some. But a lot to look forward to with the Panthers for the years to come. So, anyway, it'd be nice to head back to top 20 again with that. Of course, Newman beats ULAB. I can't remember the final score, but it was like 62-49, something like that. And Newman wins their third state championship in a row. Of course, they got in a little trouble early in the year, but from what I understand, some of the people at ULAB were telling me that they pretty much didn't get their day in court, and they think they threw the case out. Don't know if Louisiana High School Athletic Association is going to come back on that, but we'll see.
Yep, only time can tell.
That's right. So with that, but Newman again, three straight, a triple header, I guess you could say. They win the state title for the past 3 years. So, but they've been synonymous with basketball, even going back into the late 50s, early 60s. Yeah. So they've always had outstanding teams. Meanwhile, Coach, with that, I know that other sports are going on at school right now. Maybe you can break some of that down for us.
Yeah, we still have one winter sport technically still participating, powerlifting. So the state powerlifting meet is going to be next Wednesday, March 20th at the Cajun Dome. We have two guys competing. Alex Viscordi is competing in the 148-pound weight class, and he is seated sixth in the state. And then Hunter Hebert is in the 220-pound weight class, and he's seated ninth.
And with that, too, to remind our listeners that with the weight classifications, usually if there's just two divisions, if my memory serves me correctly. Is that right?
In powerlifting. There's five divisions.
Oh, there are five divisions.
It's not split, though, so it's all combined, public, select and non-select. But there's five divisions. So Division 1 is 5A, Division 2 is 4A.
Okay.
3 is 3A, 4 is 2A, and then 5 is 1A and below. So 1A
lists.
So the
B and C schools are also in there with the A schools.
So there are a few schools that lift the smaller schools, and they compete with 1A schools.
Okay, and these two gentlemen, they had to qualify for the state tournament. So they did well in, sectionals or whatever.
Yep, so they did well at regionals, and the way it works, so there's, I believe, six different regions. And basically, they take the top 10 of all those regions combined. So technically, they could have 10 from just one region.
Okay.
So you're not guaranteed.
And that's literally weight. Yep. You're pumping the weight.
Total weight between squat, bench, and deadlift.
Okay. All right. And so hats off to those two young men who be competing again. I guess with the state meet. So power lifting, and you said they do three lifts.
Yep, squat, bench, and deadlift. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, with that, and knock on wood, hopefully, that's something we can see them compete in. And I think one of them was it Hunter that played football.
Yep, Hunter played football. He was
lineman
an offensive
for
lineman.
You?
Yes, sir. He's a senior this year, so we won't be back next year. But Alex is a junior, so Alex will be lifting again next year, I would assume.
Okay.
So he'll be back next year.
And at 148 pounds,
yep.
too. And
yes,
the other
sir.
One was
220.
220, okay. With that, of course, you have to weigh 220 to lift in that, but if you're over that, you go to the next classification.
So he has to weigh somewhere between 205 and 220.
Okay, to participate at that weight lift, okay.
Sorry, 198 and 220.
Okay, yeah. 198 even,
so,
okay,
so
220.
So 198 is the one below it. So he's 199 to 220.
And have the six best lifts so far. Is he far away from some of the top leaders? Do you even know?
Well, Hunter's ninth. He's pretty close. He has a chance to move up a couple spots. Alex is six, and he has a chance to move a couple spots. But the top lifters are pretty far out of reach.
Okay. All right.
So
anybody else in the Catholic High District you're aware of in there?
Ascension has powerlifting. Franklin did. I don't know if they had anybody competing this year, but Franklin had some guys lift in the last couple of years. I think Delcom has a team. I don't think West St. Mary. I don't think Lauraville.
Okay, so a few
so
of the
most
teams.
Of the team, most
okay.
teams have started one.
That's a good thing. Just that you mentioned Franklin, just to digress a little bit, they won a state championship last Friday over in Burton Coliseum, Lake Charles, as they defeated Lakeview, I believe. 50-45, first state championship, and Franklin won one back in the late 50s, 1958. They won their last state championship in Class A basketball. Of course, back then, I think there were only three classes in one, other than 1A, 2A, and 3A. And of course, they had B and C also, but Franklin won a state championship in 1958.
Okay.
Back in the day, so they mentioned that too in a couple articles I read on them participating in. And Catholic High beat them twice this year too, once at the Catholic High gym and a big win for Catholic High, and then over in Franklin where they won, I think, a 2-3 point game over in Franklin. And I still think Franklin plays in their old gym, too. They got the high walls.
I think
there.
So.
I played there. Yep. I played there many years ago with that coach. Anyway, onward with some other information, I guess, for our listeners.
Like I said, that's the last winter sport going on. So we're moving on to our spring sports. Everything's going. Everything's, you know, in play right now. Softball. They're 6-5 overall right now, 2-0 in district play. Right now, they're the 15th seed in power ratings, which there's a lot of games to play, so that'll move around a decent bit. But just in the past week, on the 5th, which was Tuesday, maybe.
Yeah, the 5th,
they beat Franklin 27-0.
All right.
Which was their second district win, and then on the 6th, which was Wednesday, they lost to Mamou, 6-7. So like I said, they're playing pretty well right now. They lost a couple close games. You know, they have a lot of games coming up this week. They play on the 11th. So today they're playing at Church Point.
Yes.
Not sure what time the start time was, but I'm sure it was probably pretty early.
I want to say 5:30.
Okay. Well, then I was wrong.
I have this 5:30. Okay. Then, of course, they play again Wednesday.
Yep, at ERATH.
ERATH is at home.
ERATH at home.
Yeah, 5:30 match also. If you want to get out there and see the Lady Panthers. And then the big match the next day as they go to Lauraville to take on the Lady Tigers. And that game is scheduled for 6 on the 14th with that. So a big district game, too. Catholic High plays 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 district games with softball right now. So, and as you mentioned, had a couple games canceled, too. Don't know if that were tournament games. They were supposed to play Mandeville earlier this year, and that game was canceled, along with Archbishop Chappelle. Those dates were back in February. Might have been a tournament.
I'm pretty sure those were a tournament. Yeah, we had a couple kids out. So they didn't have enough players to play or something to that extent.
Yeah, one game was supposed to be at noon and the other one at 2 o'clock the same day. So I'm sure that was a tournament in that regard. But they played pretty well this year, you know. Started off a little hot and then went 4-2, then had those games canceled, lost to Lafayette, beat St. Martinville, lost to in a tight game to Lafayette Christian, and then beat Franklin, and then lost to Mamou 7-6, and Church Point, ERATH, and Lauraville this week coming up. Next week will be Hanson Memorial, Acadiana Renaissance, ULAB. They play ULAB at home too. Interesting with softball. So with the coach and with that. So in the field, I know I passed by the field a few times. I can see the lights on.
Yep.
So don't know if they're practicing or playing at the time. Of course, with the time change over the weekend,
there won't be as much lights right now.
That's right. That's right. With them, coach. Don't know what more you can say about the Lady Panther softball right now.
Not too much. I mean, like we talked about, you know, they're playing pretty well right now. They're 2-0 in district. Like you said, that's going to be a big one against Lauraville on Thursday, I believe. I would think that Lauraville is typically one of the top teams in our district, so hopefully we can go ahead and go out there, find a way to get a win, and start off 3-0 in district and just go from there.
And you know what's amazing, too, is that they only play in each team one time in softball.
Yeah.
In other words, the rest of the district games are already winning against West St. Mary and Franklin. Lauraville Thursday, they have Acadiana Renaissance along with Delcom and Ascension Episcopal are the only other district games left on the schedule. So, again, only playing one district opponent one time, I guess, exchanging. They're playing 3 on the road and 3 at home for the Lady Panthers.
Yep.
Anyway, Coach, time to take our first break here on the CHS Coaches Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
This ranch is not about cattle or animals. We're talking about plants and much, much more. That's the Landscape Ranch right here in New Iberia. You can find all sorts of plants such as annuals, palm trees, and container trees, as well as a variety of chemicals and fertilizers to keep them healthy. Locally owned, they provide bulk materials such as sand, soil, limestone, rock, and they'll deliver right to your doorstep. While you're there, you can visit their lobby. You'll find gifts provided by local artists. The Landscape Landscape Ranch, located where Jefferson Terrace meets Main Street.
The tradition continues. Hi, I'm Donald Hennigan with Hennigan Team Dentistry. I, along with my entire team, have served Iberia Parish and the surrounding communities for the past 39 years. I'm happy to announce that my daughter, Dr. Abigail Hennigan Daly, has just recently joined us as a dental associate. Together, we commit to offering the best possible dental care in a relationship of trust and confidence. Call our office today at 364-2156 and allow us to change the way you feel about dentistry. Go Panthers!
B&L Engine Service is in need of two diesel technicians who are experienced in repairing and servicing 18-wheelers. You must have your own tools, transportation, and a clean driving record. Pay is dependent upon experience. Benefits include employee health care, holiday pay, and vacation pay. Call 337-365-2111 for more information. Once again, call 337-365-2111.
At Sestra Wealth, our goal is simple. We want to help you define, reach, and exceed your financial goals. Using our processes, we prepare clients for both the expected and unexpected life brings us. No one can predict the future, but we can certainly help prepare for it at Sestra Wealth. For all that we expect in life and what we don't expect in life, we strive to prepare clients for all life has to offer. So for all life has to offer, contact Bert Sestra and Jenny Vize at Sestra Wealth. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM Advisors and Sestra Wealth are separate entities from Triad Advisors, LLC.
Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
With the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. And Coach, dawning of the just about springs of equinox, springing equinox, I think, is the 21st in this month. But with the daylight savings time change, we lost an hour, but we got more sunlight in the evenings. Track is now hot and heavy.
Yeah, like I said, all our spring sports are going. You know, we had our first track meet on Friday. Well, not on Friday. It was supposed to be on Friday, but it moved up to Thursday because of the weather that was coming through at Erath. You know, I felt like our kids had a pretty good showing out there. They competed well for themselves. We're still missing, as far as the boys go, we're still missing those basketball guys because they just finished up with basketball and they had time off. Today was their first practice, track practice. So it was good to see those guys out there. I'm not sure what our team finished up overall. Like we talked about a little while ago, that was a pretty big meet. There were probably about somewhere between 15 and 20 schools there. But, you know, our kids competed really well. I have all our top three finishing results. And the girls, our only person that finished in the top three, that podium, was Emily Curry in the 300-meter hurdles. She ran a 52.60 second 300-meter hurdles. On the boys' side, Dylan Nelson came out second in the high jump with a jump of 5'10". Dylan's just a freshman, so, you know, he's doing a good job. He's a basketball guy. He didn't really play varsity this year, but I think he's going to end up being a pretty good player in the future.
Well, my question, does he do the Fosbury flop or does he do the scissor kick?
He does the, I guess, the Fosbury flop.
Dick Fosbury.
But no, so he jumped 5'10", which is pretty good for a freshman.
Sure it is.
You know, he's pretty springy. He'll be a good little track guy for the next three years after this. Brock Anthony came out third in the long jump with a jump of 19.7. Bennett Woodring came out third in the triple jump with a jump of 38 feet 5 inches. And then Javon Brown got first in shot put with a throw of 46 feet and 1/2 inch. We had lots of fourth, fifth place finishers, you know, guys and girls that scored points. But, you know, I kind of narrowed it down just those top three. But no, like I said, it was a good meet. You know, I feel like our kids went out there and competed really well and did a good job.
Now, with that meet, is that meet broken down in division or non-select, or is just everybody
together? Track is not broken up. So track's old school, basically, you know, still 1A through 5A for state and all that, but everything's combined, select and non-select.
Yeah, with that, too. So, interesting, you know, the first meet, I guess I'm trying to remember the weather was pretty pleasant, too, that day.
Yeah, it was. It was nice.
Yeah, the Thursday, of course, we were expecting all this rain Friday, and we got just a drizzle.
Just a little bit.
You know, with that. Where is their next meet? Where they heading this week?
They were supposed to be going to Abbeville on Friday, but once again, that got moved up to Thursday, so we're going to Abbeville on Thursday on the 14th.
And that's girls and boys.
Girls and boys, one day meet. I don't think the Abbeville meet's typically quite as big as the Erath meet. But you know, that's always a well run meet, a good meet to go to. Pretty good competition. So, you know, I'm excited to see, like I said, we'll have our basketball guys out there on the boys' side. So it's going to be fun to see how those guys can do on the track. You know, yeah. I don't know if any of them ran last year.
And first time out, you know, just to see where you stand and what you can improve on.
Yep.
You know, with times or jumps or weights or whatever the case may be in that. So anyway, and I'm sure Abbeville High School has an all-weather track.
Yeah,
too.
Pretty much everyone has all-weather track. The only ones that around here that aren't, that I know of, is Turlings and STM. They have turf tracks.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that – well, and Delcom, I guess.
And when you say turf, you mean like what they play on a football or baseball field?
Not exactly. It's similar. So basically the track part, the turf on the track is a little bit lower.
And like a carpet?
It's more like a carpet, I'd say, yes.
Like the old AstroTurfs and all, so it's just a carpet?
It's like a mixture of the AstroTurf and the field turf.
Is it still as fast as the all-weather track? All-weather tracks are pretty quick.
No, it's not as fast as all-weather tracks. But like I said, Delcom also has a different – Delcom has a Mondo track, which is really nice. That's like what LSU has.
All right.
I don't know if it's the same caliber, but the same still, type of surface. Yeah,
yeah. It's don't have to worry. You know, those old cinder tracks were really tough to run on.
Yeah,
with that, especially if you fell or got knocked down.
Well, yeah, that was
especially
no fun.
In the hurdles.
I was about to say, no fun being a hurdler on the days of the cinder tracks.
You're right about that.
It make people think twice about going low over those hurdles, like you're supposed to. They makes them want to jump them instead of hurdle them.
And how's the participation on these two teams? When I say teams, the girls and the boys. Y'all have some depth, in other words.
We do.
That's where you can score.
We have quite a few kids out. I feel like our participation this year is a little better than it has been the last couple of years. You know, like I said, those basketball guys are out this year. So that definitely helps. We have a couple baseball guys that you know, we only get some of the time. I don't know if there's any crossover between softball and girls track. But no, that's pretty good participation. We have quite a few kids out this year, and our middle school participation is really good. They just started practicing last week, and they have a lot of kids out there, fifth through eighth grade. So the future in track looks pretty good.
No Peter LeBlanc, though, huh?
Not right now. We're trying to find some, but
all right.
But
they might be out there.
They might be out there. So we'll see, though. But no, you know, it's off to a good start. Like I said, we go to Abbeville on Thursday, and next week we host our meet, the Catholic High, the Panther Relay. So
okay.
Yep. So that's coming right around the corner.
How many teams you maybe have in that particular meet?
I don't know. That's something that me and Coach Biz have been talking about how many, because last year we had a bunch of teams, so we don't know exactly how many. I know, I'm sure Coach Brew knows. We just haven't had the conversation yet. So,
and boy, forgive me, Catholic High is a six or an eight lane
six
lane track. Okay,
yep.
All right. With that, so anyway, interesting, and that's been going on for a few years too, if my memory serves me right. This the Catholic High Relays track meet during. I guess we could say the spring, just about next week. Spring, probably today's being the 11th. Spring, 10 days away. So with that, but the weather's been nice, especially this morning. So with that, anyway, Coach, it's about time to take another break here. I know you got a few more maybe sports related items, and we'll talk about Dancing with the Stars, I think, was held this past weekend for the Catholic High. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with a little bit more right after this.
From the Kawasaki Ninja Sports Bikes to the Kawasaki Jet Ski Watercraft, Kawasaki and Romero Power Sports makes it easier than ever to put yourself on your dream machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, Watercraft mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
Times are tough right now for small businesses, but as a small business owner, you're pretty tough too. In case you needed a reminder, you started your own business. And while there's certainly more challenges ahead, the UPS store is always here to help. Should your small business need any ing, we're ready with every ing. Printing, mailboxing, notarizing, whatever ing we can do. The UPS store. Every ing for small business, all in one place.
The UPS store.
The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer. Because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer. Come visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit, all the time.
Hi, I'm Corey Averick, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you and God bless.
Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
DHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. And, Coach, don't know if you have maybe a few more little odds and ends with some of the sporting teams at Catholic High or not, but with that, go ahead.
Yeah, we still have a few more spring sports that are going on right now, like baseball, that we kind of overskipped so far. Baseball is 5-5. Well, I guess technically, unfortunately, 5-6 overall now. They're seeded 12th in power points. They were playing Vanderbilt Catholic today. I actually was at that game right before I came here. I had to leave during the sixth inning. They were tied 1-1. But unfortunately, we ended up losing 3-2 to Vanderbilt Catholic. So that's two heartbreakers back-to-back. But, you know, they played really well. It's another big school that we lost to. But, you know, in the past week, we beat St. John of Plaquemine 6-0 on March 6th. Then we lost to Plaquemine 3-9 on the 7th. And lost to Jesuit in a heartbreaker 3-4 on the 9th.
And Jesuit's got good baseball, too. Yep. You can go to school on
yep.
that.
And like I said, you know, we lost today to Vanderbilt Catholic 2-3. So that's two one-run losses to some big schools, some good baseball schools.
Yeah, a 5A and a 4A, too. Yep. Jesuit being the 5A, Jesuit out of New Orleans, I'm sure.
Huh? Yes.
The Blue Jays, yep. Yes.
So, and then this weekend – we play in the Lutcher tournament on the 15th, which is Friday. We're supposed to play against Riverside. And on the 16th, we're supposed to play against Ponchatoula and St. Thomas Aquinas. So, you know, that should be a pretty tough tournament. Hopefully we get to get all three of those games in. I think Riverside and St. Thomas Aquinas are – St. Thomas Aquinas might be 2A.
Riverside's
1A.
Riverside's 1A now.
But those are some pretty good teams. Yes. I'm not sure what Ponchatoula is.
Ponchatoula's a 5A.
5A, okay.
Yeah.
And then I think we host Lauraville at home on the 19th.
Okay.
Next week. So.
And that might be the first game we broadcast
okay.
for Catholic High during the course of the year. So we're yeah. trying to work that out now.
And I'm pretty sure that game doesn't count for district honors. I think it's just a regular game because they have that district tournament later in the year.
I think you're right about that, too.
So I do know we play a couple of our district teams, but like I said, I don't think it really has any effect on the district standings, the outcome of that.
Yeah, I think they play that district tournament's going to be somewhere around, if I'm looking at here, the maybe somewhere around the 8th of April. Maybe it's going to start off with a game on the 8th, one on the 10th, and another one on the another a doubleheader on the 10th with that. So anyway, that's what it looks like is going to be the district tournament. And from what I'm gathering, I'm not certain, but those games, the district tournament might be at Catholic High.
I'm not sure where it's being held.
Well, because they show all those games in district are all
it
at
says,
home.
Okay, well,
so
I don't
I'm
know,
guessing,
maybe
but
so.
That's a good guess. You know, if they put home on
yeah.
it with that, so we'll see what generates that.
Yep.
We'll find out for our next show, which will be on the 25th, I do believe, is what I have.
That sounds right. Yep.
So our next show on March 25th.
Yep. So, like I said, baseball played some good competition, lost some tough games. Hopefully, we can start finding a way to get those wins. But, you know, that's about where we are right now in baseball. Tennis, our boys' tennis team is 5-3 right now. Our girls is 9-1.
Oh, wow.
I know our girls played in a big tournament in Mobile, I think, this weekend.
Really?
And I think they made it to the finals as a team, but I'm not sure what the outcome of that was. Cause I'm pretty
right.
sure I saw we posted on Facebook that they won their semifinal match.
All right.
So, you know, they're playing really well right now. You know, they have a chance to send quite a few kids to state again this year, like last year. Hopefully they continue to play well whenever it really matters, you know, when you get to regionals
That's
and all
right.
that kind of stuff to qualify. But no, you know, Coach Juliet's doing a good job with those kids and, you know, they're playing hard and having a good year so far from what I can see. I know that I think there's a JV match today, if I remember correctly. But tomorrow we're playing against Turlings at Acadiana Park. And then on the 14th, which would be Thursday, our girls are playing Academy of Sacred Heart of Grand Coteau, and our boys are playing their brother school, Birchman's Academy, at Willowwood, both those games on the 14th are at Willowwood. And then we also have golf going on. I don't have too much on golf right now, but I know they're playing on the 13th, so they're playing on Wednesday at Eagle Ridge, which I'm not sure where Eagle Ridge is.
Eagle Ridge is the old Tri Parish in Cade.
Okay. Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't know the name of it.
And in the golf show the hour before us, Teddy and Boxcar had mentioned about one of the young Catholic High golfers doing an excellent job. I think he was
– Meyershop.
Was that the name? I think so.
Yeah. I know Meyer's pretty good. Meyer made – last year as an eighth grader, he made it to the state meet.
Yeah.
So.
He's an up-and-coming golfer for Catholic High.
Yep. So he does a good job. But, no, all those kids are getting better, I think. You know, last time I talked to actually Meyer's dad, Coach Jonathan Schopp, who's the golf coach, you know, he's said nothing but good things about some of those guys, those older guys that are kind of still new to the sport. So hopefully our golf program can get kind of back to the way it used to be.
Sure.
It used to be, you know, really competitive. And like I said, those guys are getting better, working hard to get better. And, you know, the future's bright there.
Absolutely.
Before we get to Dancing with the Stars, there are a couple things coming up this week.
All right.
On the 14th, we have Mass. It's going to be hosted by the 4th graders at 9:20 a.m. This coming weekend, we host our Kairos retreat for our juniors and seniors. It's a big time retreat for our kids to get close with God and kind of learn about themselves. Next Friday, the 22nd, we have Spend a Day. So for people who are interested in coming to Catholic High that kind of want to see what it's like, you know, you can sign up for that, send your kid. They get to go through a day of school with a buddy.
All right.
And kind of see what it's all about. And next week in the 23rd, we have State Literary Rally, which we have lots of kids competing in that. And then we're also doing our Up All Night for Mental Health, a fundraiser for mental health.
All right.
We're doing a kickball tournament for our elementary and middle school, I think, on the Friday, the 22nd. And then for the juniors and seniors, the high school kids, it's the Up All Night thing where they do different games. And there's a walk that starts the night that's for open to the public if you pay, you know, to raise money for it. And then later on, we close it to the public, and it's just for our kids. So like you said, we had Dancing with the Stars this past weekend. You know, it was a great, great turnout. We raised over $225,000 with the proceeds that go towards facility improvements, tuition for families in need, and the CHS endowment. So, you know, that's a great amount for our school for those different areas. Our big-time winners, our Mirrorball Trophy winner, which is the fundraiser who raised the most,
all right,
was Meredith Musso and Logan Bro, who are both Catholic High alumni. I know they both graduated in 2013. Not 13, like 15.
Okay.
The fan favorite was voted on was Brody Hewlett and Nancy Segura. And then the Judge's Choice Award was Lauren Frederick Barbalik and Peter Laperus, which I graduated with Peter Laperus, so he graduated in 06.
All right.
And Lauren was 05. So, you know, it was a great turnout. A lot of people stayed till the very end, you know, had a good time.
It was over in Cade, too.
It was at the Cade Community Center, yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
But like I said, it was, you know, great turnout. Lots of people had a good time, I think, and we raised a lot of money for some very important things.
Yeah, it's always a good. I know that's the big earner for Catholic High with regards to fundraising. And over the years, it's always brought in a lot of money and a lot of fun, a lot of good times, a lot of laughs. And it's done a great job for Catholic High. And I'm trying to recall how long this has been going on. I want to say
this was the 11th year.
Okay.
Now they took a break during COVID.
That's correct.
So there was like two, maybe 3 years that they didn't do it. Last year was the first year they brought it back. And I forgot to mention, we did have two faculty members that
danced. Okay.
So Meredith Musso, who won the Mirror Ball, is an English teacher.
Okay.
And she helps coach softball. And Coach Trey Provo, one of our football and baseball coaches, danced.
All right. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, too, that night. No, Coach, anyway, of course, we'll meet again in a couple of weeks from tonight, March the 25th, with that. So look forward again. Hopefully, a lot more to talk about with baseball, softball, track and field, and other sports, and how our two power lifters, weightlifters, will do in that regard. Of course, tennis and golf also coming into play. Anyway, as always, the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestra Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Catholic High School, Musinpatu, Integrity Rentals, B&L Engine Repair, Gulf Marine, Action Specialties, HMC Farms, Dr. Rosenzweig's Group, United Fire and Safety, Swing Insurance, Stepco Products, Colder CPAs, and HIS Fire and Safety, along with Musso's Investments. And with that, we'll say good night and God bless.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Tony Landry for Gulf America Wire Rope and Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-field service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
B&L Engine Service is in need of two diesel technicians who are experienced in repairing and servicing 18-wheelers. You must have your own tools, transportation, and a clean driving record. Pay is dependent upon experience. Benefits include employee health care, holiday pay, and vacation pay. Call 337-365-2111 for more information. Once again, call 337-365-2111.
The hits that stand the test of time. The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.